you never would have come to be. It's fair to say, Mordred, that by allowing Roland to live and draw his three, I saved your life. Before your life was even kindled, so I did. I stole away to the seashore, felt in need of a little vacation. When Roland got there, he went one way, toward the three doors. I'd gone the other. Mordred, my dear. And here I am. He laughed through a mouthful of crackers and sprayed crumbs on his chin and shirt. Mordred smiled, but he was revolted. This was what he was supposed to work with? This? A cracker-gobbling, crumb-spewing fool who was too full of his own past exploits to sense his present danger, or to know his defenses had been breached. By all the gods, he deserved to die. But before that could happen, there were two more things he needed. One was to know where Roland and his friends had gone, the other was to be fed. This fool would serve both purposes, and what made it easy? Why, that Walter had also grown old. Old and lethally sure of himself. And too vain to realize it. You may wonder why I'm here, and not about your father's business, Walter said. Do you? Mordred didn't, but he nodded just the same. His stomach rumbled. In truth, I am about his business, Walter said, and gave his most charming smile, spoiled somewhat by the peanut butter on his teeth. He had once probably known that any statement beginning with the words in truth is almost always a lie. No more. Too old to know, too vain to know. Too stupid to remember, but he was wary all the same. He could feel the child's force. In his head? Rummaging around in his head? Surely not.